This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Cindy Rabolzi from Caring Transitions. And Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. You already announced everybody who's here, so it's hot, sticky. Let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles is Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We saw Corey and Pete at breakfast this morning, Steve.
Yes.
How exciting was that?
I was excited.
They're going to the race. They invited me to. They have a suite or some type of...
You work on Saturday.
I work on Saturdays. Plus, I want to get the heck out of the city after the show. Because nothing good happens in the city after my show. 312-981-7200. Lake in River North the other night. That's just hanging out. 14 people shot, 4 people dead. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
But, that was always a nice neighborhood.
But crime's going down.
Chicago and Franklin.
It used to be down. It used to be nice. Crime's going down, Steve. Don't worry about it.
I know.
According to our mayor.
I've heard.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, takes and photo line. Let's go around the horn here. Greg Olson, Redo Cabinets. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
I'm glad you wore a green shirt today, everybody on the radio. Those videos should come out spectacular.
My wife said she wanted me to look really handsome today, so she decided to just make me disappear instead.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, she loves you a lot.
Yep.
Is she going to come down with a replacement shirt, or is she still sleeping?
I think they're still sleeping. I'm trying to get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm. Or they took off without you, and that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. What are we talking about today?
Cabinets. Cabinet refacing. We want to update your kitchen for less and make it look absolutely stunning.
Phone number?
630-686-1700.
Stephen A. Leahy. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Leahy, OPEM, O-P-E-M, Tax Resolutions.
Tax Advocates,
Inc. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
I know you did.
Tax Advocates, Inc. We got some good stuff coming up in the mailbag that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, good.
That passed the budget, the big, bad,
good,
beautiful
yeah.
budget, according to President
paying
Trump.
Attention.
With PMI.
Only he could come up with that with that big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, big, beautiful.
He's a marketing guy. Kind of like you, David. You're a marketing genius.
I have better hair. 312-981-7200. So I want to talk about that during the mailbag.
Good.
Chime in. There were some good things that came through, at least for homeowners here in Illinois, which will benefit homeowners and those buying homes, which we should talk about, which we will talk about during the mailbag segment coming up, sponsored by Senegar Plumbing. But what do you want to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about a couple things. First, it's after July 4th. You should be getting mail from the IRS. If you're on their list, the notices start coming out after July 4th. So you should be in watching for them, or don't watch for them, which most people don't want to watch for those.
If you didn't file on the 15th?
It's anything if you owe the IRS money. All these notices are starting to come out. You may have noticed that the IRS... we'll talk about that.
Okay, got it. Oh, wow. Steven checking himself.
Wow. First time. I wanted to do that before you did it for
15
me.
Years. My God. He's actually got a regulating on him. A regulator is flipped to on this morning. That's very impressive. I've never seen that. I've done a lot of radio with you. Not a lot of good radio, but a lot of radio. Our listeners want to reach out to you. What's the best number to reach out to?
Here, go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up for my email list. It's free. It's daily. I send out daily emails. So go to fightbacknow.com or call me 312-664-6649.
We have a new expert on the show today, Cindy Rabolzi. From Caring Transition, which is an estate company, and she doesn't believe us that she has to sing, and it's true. So these are your four options. Just before you introduce yourselves, you have 2.5 hours to prepare. This is option number one. Okay, you don't have to write it down. These are all YMCA. Okay, you got that. This, of course, is one of the top three songs of all time on the planet.
It's raining.
Okay, so that's number two. It's your call. Greg had to do it the last time. Greg, am I right?
I did.
Okay, here's another one. This is Steve's favorite.
You'll never find.
Okay, so that's, and then we threw on a little bit of jazz because I was driving down and this came on. I'm like, this would be a great song. Get a little George Benson. On Broadway, I don't need the dancing. It's kind of frightening. Okay, so those are your four choices at 12:45. Okay.
Okay.
So what are you talking about on today? She thought I was joking, right, Greg? At breakfast, she's like, "This isn't true. Do I really?"
Said
have to
my
sing?
Husband's going to divorce me if I sing on the air.
No, that's got nothing to do with why. Well, the papers will be ready. It might be something with the drive down yesterday that you haven't told him about, but we'll talk about that later. 312-981-7200. What are you covering today?
I'm bringing you estate sales. We're going to talk about it's really a way to get you on the market, getting the house cleared out, making some money for your estate. It truly is a piece of the path on your way to selling your house.
One of my high school, actually grade school friends, husband passed away within the past month. Tragic. Young guy in his 50s, Steve. Okay?
Sad.
They own a home in Evanston. She's got a lot of things going on right now. She got a daughter getting ready for college. She's, you know, didn't anticipate her husband passing away. And she's got a lot of balls in the air, let's just say. And they're on fire and the plates are spinning and she doesn't know what to do. So I'm going to talk about that during the mailbag, how I helped her with her credit and her mortgage and everything else. But one of the things was she wants to sell the house and transition out. She's like, Hawk, I got all this stuff. What do I do? I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, we're going to help her make it happen.
Right. So you talked to her this week, and I set up a text, and so thank you for that.
Thank you.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you?
847-278-0434.
Hey, Dave, can you give me the phone number one more time? So 63 already in. Can you please ask that texter which phone number they are referring to? Because we have given out a lot of phone numbers. The phone number in the studio is 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the CenterGuard Plumbing mailbag segment after these messages. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag. Brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Mail call.
Mail call.
312-981-7200. CenterGuard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Stephen A. Leahy, that are in my house.
That's right.
Whew. All right, so let's start out. We just talked about this. A grade school, junior high school friend of mine lived around the corner from me. Husband, we went to high school together, stayed in touch, right, for the past 40-some years. Husband passed away this week, within the month. Everything's upside down. Owns a house. Who's a small business owner. Thank God we had a bunch of same friends. I know her insurance agent, life insurance, all that stuff kicked in. Everybody rallied around and took care of her. So she had some questions about the credit cards. So we pulled a credit, like, okay, here's the credit cards that you're an authorized user on. You need to call up the company. There was like, I don't know, four or five credit cards that she was that had some balances, whatever, right? I'm like, call up the credit card companies, tell them what happened. You'll get taken off. You won't owe the debt. She had another credit card. I'm like, you got to set this thing up right now. Set it up. Pay it off every Friday, use it, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation, right, whatever. Set it up, pay it off every Friday just to get the credit because the mortgage is in the husband's name. Didn't know about the mortgage payment, called up the mortgage company, explained the situation. Boom. They said, here's the password. So the mortgage is paid on time. So she's not on it, went to impacted her, but you didn't want to go into foreclosure. And you didn't want late fees and all that stuff. So she got money, right? Enough money to handle all that. She's like, I got all this stuff. I want to sell my house. What do I do? I'm like, Cindy, boom, right? So I connected her with you, Cindy, and you had a nice conversation with her. She's like, I got this stuff. He bought this poster. I never liked the post, you know, like going on and on. And I'm like, all right, I don't need to hear this, right? I'm getting on the Swift, right? I'm like, I can't be talking about, you know, all this stuff. It's personal information. I don't want it out. I'm like, you know, here comes the Swift, all right? So you called her and took care of her, and we'll talk about more of that. So thank you with that. These are things that happen on a basis every single week that you don't expect, but then you react. Okay, here's another one. Wake up this morning at 5, go downstairs to do my stretching, because as you could tell, I'm very limber, I'm very athletic. And I get this email at 6 o'clock this morning, 6:59. very disappointed when contacting your team regarding a HELOC. Not what you want to get as you're down in like a downward dog, okay? If I was in an upward dog, I would have been prepared for it, right? So I'm doing my stretching, very disappointed. I lost my husband. I contacted you. I listened to your show. I need a HELOC. Nobody called me. I'm very disappointed. I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on here? So on the way to get Stephen A. Leahy, I called her. I'm like, hey, I got your email. I'm sorry for the something happened. Monday morning, there'll be an 11 triple E up somebody's rear end for not calling you. You know, tell me about it. Long story short, I just sent an email introducing her to Kane County Teachers Credit Union. She's 65, lost her husband. She's got a $280,000 mortgage. She lives in a $600,000 home. She wanted, so 600 times 80% is 480 minus this. I said, take out a $200,000 HELOC. I only need 100. I'm like, take out a $200,000 HELOC. She works. She's got plenty of assets. So problem solved, right? So I had a mess in aisle five. Stephen A. Leahy got in the car towards the tail end of the call, and she was very happy, right? Very appreciative.
She was.
She was very appreciative. So somebody's going to get speaking to on Monday morning.
Pam.
I didn't want to go into too much detail.
I don't think that's a lot of detail.
Well, 65, husband passed away.
Well, you don't have to read it.
$600,000 home, okay? Would have just said a listener, but Steve violates the...
Attorney, that's not a violation.
Attorney privilege over here, Mr. Attorney, right? Okay, so breaking news here, Stevie, as you know. The big, bad, beautiful bill, as President Trump would like to call it. This isn't a political statement, so stay out of it. I just want to throw out there what it does.
Good luck with that.
Well, you know, it's going to upset 50% of the people, so our listeners. So I don't want to make it political. I just want to tell you what's in the bill that the president signed yesterday. SALT, state and local tax. We are now able to, households earning under $500,000 can deduct up to $400,000 in state and local taxes, up from the previous $10,000 that during the first Trump administration, they knocked it down to $10,000 and kind of screwed everybody in Illinois, California, and other blue states over because we typically have higher real estate taxes. $400,000, the $40,000 cap is temporary, lasting through 2029 with a 1% bump for inflation. After 2029, the cap reverts back to $10,000 in 2030, which means a new Congress will be elected, and then we'll go through this mishigas all over again. So if you make under $500,000 here in the great state of Illinois and other high-tax real estate tax states, you're now able to deduct your full amount of real estate taxes that you paid as long as you make under $500,000, which I think is a good trade. Right, Steve? What do you think?
Well, I understand why they changed it. I mean,
well,
from this,
upset
it makes
a lot
sense.
Of people. Right?
Yeah, it did. As you know, I do tax returns.
Yes, we know.
And this is a big deal. You start not getting those deductions, all of a sudden you're paying the IRS that money. It makes a big deal.
Here's the problem. You live in Crystal Lake. Okay, I'll take a friend of mine that moved down to Nashville about 7 years ago. He sold his house up in Crystal Lake, $400,000, $500,000. He was paying 17, 18 G's in real estate tax. He's now down in Nashville paying $3,000. For a $600,000 home. But I digress, okay? If he still lived up here, and everybody that lives in Crystal Lake knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? You're not rich living in Crystal Lake. If your dual incomes, okay, making 75 to 100 grand a year and your combined income's 200 grand, you're not rich here in Illinois, by far from.
Far from it, yeah.
Far from it, okay? Now, if you're out in the collar counties and you're on a farm or something, yeah, it's a lot of money. But here in a major metropolitan city, it's not a lot of money when you're dealing with $18,000 to $20,000 of real estate taxes.
Absolutely true.
So this helps out a lot of our listeners. So this is a huge win for our listeners. The other huge win is mortgage insurance premiums are now permanently deductible. And the income limit rises from $100,000, which is ridiculously too low, to $200,000, which was great. Previously, that expired in 2021, which was ridiculous. Okay, benefits for it's not only first-time homebuyers. If you're living in a home, if you have if you have an FHA loan, and these FHA god of bastards are drilling you for PMI for the entire 30-year length of your loan if you put less than 10% down, which is completely ridiculous. And Fed and FHFA chairperson Pulte could change that as well because he runs the damn organization now. Okay, so that's that. And I just want to leave everybody with this. Okay, I just want to leave everybody with this. With this attacking Fed Chairman Powell. Okay, FHFA Pulte made a ridiculous statement. Right, he seems to be the heavy for President Trump. Okay, to take his turn beating up Powell. That he wants an investigation into the Fed chair's Powell. He wants to start investigations just to drive this guy crazy so he gets out before next May when his term is up. Okay? And Steve, I know you've got, you know, I know you're a red meat. you knock the horns off, wipe the bull's rear end, and put the steak on the plate.
That's true.
I mean, you're a red meat eating conservative over here. But I mean, enough. Okay? If the guy wants to quit, he's a grown man. He's not going anywhere. Okay? I'd be surprised if he quits. So here, I just want to leave everybody with this. Last September, remember, we're not going to cut rates throughout the year. We're not going to cut rates. At the beginning of 2023, everybody thought, at the end of 2023, they were predicting 4 rate cuts in 2025. Then some financial genius, I was on with John Williams' show, some financial genius came on his show and said, they anticipate 6. And I was on John. John's like, what do you think? I'm like, let's get to the first one. Right? It was supposed to be in March. We got to March, nothing. We got to April, nothing. We got to May, nothing. He kept saying, what do you think? I'm like, let's get to the first one. After the first one, we'll figure it out. Oh, then Fed Chair Powell, we're not going to cut. We're not going to cut. Then 60 days before the election, he cuts it a half a point. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, ironic, whatever. Again, not political. I'm just stating.
No, that wasn't political either.
Just stating the fact. Okay? That's what happened.
Thought I was too.
Okay? Hang on. Here's what happened. Okay, here's what happened. September of last year, when the Fed chair cut rates, the 30-year fixed dipped a little bit right then and there. Then you know what happened over the next month?
Back up.
Okay. When the Fed cut benchmark rate 50 basis points on September 18th, 2024, the average 30-year fixed mortgage in the U.S. briefly dropped to around 6.09% on September 19th. However, that decline was short-lived. By mid-November, the rate had climbed to approximately 6.84. The surge happened despite the Fed's action because mortgage rates are primarily tied to the 10-year yield, not the short-term Fed fund rate. After the cut, strong economic data like job report and inflation figures pushed Treasury yields, thus the mortgage rates higher, which is exactly what I've been saying on this radio and other stations for the past, forget about how many months, days, years, it's exhausting. Okay, and here's the other thing. We got to go to break. The jobs numbers at the beginning of the week by ADP were bad. The mortgage rates dropped. The jobs number on Thursday morning miraculously turned themselves around. They were up 175,000 jobs, and the mortgage rates got worse. So if you want better mortgage rates, you better pray for bad job numbers. Okay, that's the way it works. When you have good job numbers, President Trump and all you other people in Washington, you're not going to get lower rates. Okay, so let's stop talking the nonsense, because if you ChatGPT'd it, Steve, this is what comes up.
You think I don't know that?
The mortgage rates, again, are tied to the 10-year bond, not what Fed Chair Powell does. This segment, Steve, am I right?
Kind of.
Steve, am I right?
Kind of.
Am I right? Do mortgage rates follow the 10-year bond?
It's true it does, okay. But the 10-year bond
we're gonna
also...
We're going to hit a break. 312, I just wanted to say yes.
I understand.
All right, well, that was the mailbag segment sponsored by Senegar. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-917-2000 is a MegaPro call, text, and photo line. Greg Olson, the Hall of Fame tight end and broadcaster on Fox Sports, in here with us. It's funny that you transitioned to redoing cabinets in your spare time in the off season.
Yes.
You look great.
I've lost a lot of weight.
About 6 inches in height.
Grew some hair.
Yep, and a lot smaller hands. So I was at a networking, the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. at a dinner meet and greet at Nick Devers' place. Grillhouse about 3 weeks ago, and a GC came up to me, general contractor, who's been part of the chamber a long time, and he's like, hey, I was listening to this show that you were on. He's like, do you know those guys from Redo Cabinets? I'm like, yeah, they're on my show, and we're friends with them off the air. What's up? He was talking to me about it. I'm like, so he does tear out some of the, have you ever thought about on the jobs where you don't have to tear it out and that the listeners don't have the budget to do a complete gut and just want something, a little perfume on the pig, and turn it around within a couple of 3 days instead of a 6, 8, 12 week process about talking with them and just, you know, hiring them and you doing the other work? He's like, no, you know what? Can you introduce me? And I sent you guys a text message, and I think your brother reached out to him, and I'm a connector, Steve. I am a conduit to greatness. That is my new slogan, Conduit to Greatness.
You're a marketing genius.
That's Northern Illinois 88 marketing degree. I just want to throw that out there up in the Kelp. And so do you work with a lot of GCs? I know you want to talk about cabinets, but do you work with a lot of other GCs out there that would bring you in to do the job for those higher priced jobs where people just don't have the budget?
Funny is we really haven't yet. We've been direct to customer since the beginning. I guess I can't say we wouldn't. Okay. I mean, because again, the concept is just again simple. Don't tear everything out. Don't throw everything in landfill. Let's make what you have better. Let's transform that kitchen with what you have.
So it might be another line for the GCs who, mm-hmm. for the consumers out there that don't listen to the show, shame on them, and know about your products, that might be an offshoot that they might be able to bring you in and that free up the money that they might be able to do a bathroom, or they might be yeah. able to do a basement, or they might be able to do a family room, right? Hey, you know what? This is what we could do in the kitchen, but we could also do this and then use those funds in another room.
Yes. Well, again, in this, like, say the simplest thing, when I moved into my house, oh God, it's got to be almost 20 years ago now, we had the new countertops put in immediately because the last ones were a real ugly blue laminate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put new countertops on there. And then much later when we started doing cabinet refacing, I was like, well, since we're not tearing the box out, we can literally work with the countertops that are there. And how much does that save? That saves a ton of money
sure.
with what countertops cost. And we do get a lot of customers that do that. Again, it is about transforming that kitchen and just making it beautiful for a lot less.
So explain the countertop, because I know you guys want to talk about the countertop. So exactly what do you guys do? I know you keep the boxes, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just redo the facing and you bring in hardware. But talk about the different services that you and your team provide for the countertops.
Sure. Well, so yeah, we also will do countertops. We typically like doing a lot of quartz. We will do the backsplash with it too. So again, that again is a big eye popper when you walk into the kitchen and see that. Mostly when you start changing your cabinet colors, because if you got that really old, maybe the oak is starting to change colors, starting to look pretty bad. We could put a nice white on there. We can even do some of that new, that verde green, which is kind of a little bit darker than me disappearing into the, yeah.
not your shirt.
As I look like Jambi up here. you can definitely really change the whole color. Again, you can walk in your kitchen, it can be a completely different thing with the same cabinets being there.
Steve has the red lights in his kitchen with the crushed velour with the panther jumping out at it. It's kind of a unique thing in Bannockburn. You don't see too many of those type of kitchens anywhere, but especially in Bannockburn, it's kind of unique.
It smells like rich mahogany.
Well, yeah, it's.
I don't know, Mr. Mahogany.
Yeah, and right, he denies knowing, Rich or Mr. Mahogany. But can you go over something that's pretty wacky and far out there, or is there anything that you can't go over, I should ask?
I think the only thing we don't like to go over is metal, because there are people that have metal cabinets, and that's one thing we don't really mess with. But really any kind of wood, even the IKEA wood we've worked with.
Really?
Yeah,
even that press board?
Like the frameless, we've worked with that. And again, a lot of people's newer cabinets can be a press board. There is a lot cheaper products out today. So that's why we like working with the older kitchens, because they're
good quality.
They're very good quality. Just like people like working on the older homes.
Yeah.
They're just built better. So why toss those in the garbage?
The time it takes you from start to finish to get out there with all the equipment, get out there with all the materials, get out there with your men and women, your team, rope everything off, tape everything off so it doesn't go everywhere. What's the start to finish? Can you do it in 48 hours? Can you do it in 24 hours?
We have done jobs in 24 hours.
Really?
If it's a small enough kitchen, we've done it in a day. The longest jobs could be up to a week, but 3 to 4 is pretty much our standard, 3 to 4 days.
That's it.
So we hustle.
And the kitchen's out of commission for that period of time? Or
yeah.
Can it,
so we pretty much, that's why we want to be quick. Because again, when people are doing a full remodel, you don't have access to your sink anymore. I mean, it can be really hard, mostly when you're not used to that. When you think about someone working on your bathroom, working on your kitchen, you think, oh, this is not a big deal. And then when someone actually starts tearing everything out, you're like, oh, I cannot do anything in here anymore. So 3 to 4 days, that's why we want to be in and out real quick.
3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
Financing options available?
We do have financing options available. We take all forms of payment, but we do short-term and long-term financing.
Through your through another company, but the whatever, it's Green Tree or Silver?
Yeah. No, we would use like an upgrade or service finance. Yep.
Okay. And also, with those are great to get the job done, but line of credits to pay that stuff off would be even better because those rates are kind of aggressive, but it's a short-term loan to get the work done.
Yep.
And improve the value of your home, and you can live with it and enjoy it. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out, and website where they can see your work.
RedoCabinets.com, 630-686-1700.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Stephen A. Leahy with grooming tips. You've got... I'm going to get you a eyebrow scissor. You got one on your right eye that's a runner. I mean, that thing is going to be almost poked me in the eye when you got in my car. 312-981-7200, 312-981.
It took me all morning to make it like that.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's literally 6 inches above. It's almost higher than your headphones.
Let me at him. I'll take care.
Can you see that? I think we just have to extract it.
I just trimmed mine.
Yeah. No, that needs like, that's a full-blown tweezer. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham! What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite.
It's exactly like a Batman cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Fight back now.
See, I read that. Sounds a lot better.
I know that's why Lou Rawls is on the list.
You never buy.
Button. It's already on the button. So.
Steve called into the show one day with a very, very bad cold and sore throat. And I'm just like, you sound like Lou Rawls. So while he was talking on the show, I patched through to our producer, Cheese Boy at the time, at another station. And I'm like, Lou Rawls, you'll never find. He's like, what are you talking about? The kid's like 26 years old. I'm like, Google it.
I had no idea who he was.
I'm like, click away from the cars and the trucks on your screen there. Pay attention to the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You took offense to something I said about Greg Olsen?
Yeah, because Greg Olsen, the football player, mm-hmm. is not a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
See that?
He is a Hall of Famer.
We just have to be
I wasn't referring to
well, that
the football
was
player.
My mistake. I misunderstood you.
This man right here is in the Redo Cabinet Hall of Fame. That's all that matters.
Absolutely right. That's why he's on his show. And Greg Olsen, the football player, is not.
That's right. We don't want him on our show. What's he going to talk about?
Football?
Please. All right. So I know you want to talk about your AI-powered stuff with the IRS, but how big are those two things that I mentioned during the mailbag about the SALT, state and local tax?
Again, preparing tax returns, it's huge. I mean, it is a big deal. When you have to tell people that what their taxes are, and of course everybody looks at, I shouldn't say everybody does because we do tax returns. You think, okay, review this for me and sign it.
Yeah. Like,
nobody looks at it.
Right.
But, I don't know if you know this, but when you sign your tax return, you're signing it under penalty of perjury. So when there is no defense, hey, I didn't really read this. Right. My tax preparer did this. So if there's falsities on that tax return, and many times there are, and I'm not casting any dispersions, but when there's, when you get a big refund, like you were going to some tax preparer and then you find your friend says, oh, go to this guy. You'll get a huge refund. Yeah. What he's doing is falsifying your tax records. Right. And so you sign off on that and you say, well, I don't understand this. I don't know anything about taxes. But you've signed it under penalty of perjury. So you're on the hook whether you think so or not. It's not the tax preparer's fault. It is their fault, too. And they do go after them. But then they'll come after you, too, and you'll wind up paying. So if you find someone that's magically, and you're getting a big refund after all these years you never did, probably not true.
But if you are living in a, $700,000 home, and you bought it 20 years ago and it was a $300,000 home, And now it's a $700,000 and $750,000.
And your taxes are out the off.
And your taxes are $21,000 to $24,000 because you are, cause you're not rich, but you live in Illinois.
And you can only take $10,000.
Hello.
It's a travesty.
That was really a screw job for the past 4 years.
And, you know, I know, understand the politics and that they were going after, and they said you shouldn't, blue states, red states shouldn't fund blue states. But it's really the people that are paying the bill.
We're all Americans,
and that's
for God's sake.
And that's really where it comes through. It's like, I live in Illinois. I should be punished because of, right. I'm punished enough.
Right.
Stop punishing me.
Right. But this is a game changer for, and again, we're not talking rich.
No.
These people that got, the listeners that that are living in $700,000-$800,000 houses that they've been living in for the past 20, 30 years that are paying ridiculous 3-4% real estate taxes, that's $12,000 to $20,000 to $30,000, you're now able to write off the full boat next year if you make under $500,000.
And I love when you talk about that, you know, the numbers seem like, oh, people look at you like you're rich. I could tell, you know, I help a lot of business owners, and they make I would say if you make $50,000, you'll spend $50,000. If you make $100,000, you spend $100,000. If you make $300,000, you spend $300,000. Yep. And so you're not rich, but when you start fighting the IRS when you're making $300,000 a year, the people that you're fighting, the revenue officers, and they look at you like you won the lottery. Right. So those cases get harder. The more money you make when you owe the IRS money, the harder it could be because of the viewpoint that they have. The people that you work with, the revenue officers and stuff, look at you like, how could you owe taxes? Look at how much money you make.
Right.
How could you owe any taxes? And of course, you know, it happens. Usually it's business owners who owe taxes because something happened and they wind up owing money to the IRS. And talk about that now, where I think I mentioned this before, we're after July 4th. Now you're going to start getting these notices if you owe the IRS money. Kind of for the last 3 or 4 years, the IRS has been on hiatus. They weren't even in the office for 3 years. And so they weren't coming after anybody. So people kind of got to this idea that, oh, the IRS isn't coming after me anymore. I'm not going to worry about it. But in the last 6 months, I've seen unbelievable, they're coming after everybody.
Why?
Because...
Well, we're broke and we need money.
Well, that too. But also, when we got that $80 billion and everybody's afraid that they were going to hire a lot of people, and they did hire a bunch of people, and now they've fired a bunch of people.
Right.
But they also revamped a bunch of their infrastructure into the information technology infrastructure. That's what's made it easier for them now to start sending out notices. And right, there's not a person coming after you anymore. It's the computer system coming after you. And these notices all go out automatically. There's not a person at the end saying, oh, send that guy a notice, send that guy. It's like, nope, we're sending everybody a notice.
Well, that ChatGPT is so smart now. I wonder if it can technically do your taxes. So,
well, that's a very good that's a very good point. And it is replacing. Can't replace people because people have to review it. But yeah, this is one of those. That's one of the industries that are going to be well affected by AI and all of that. Yes,
well, it's probably replacing the auditors, at least, since they're not hiring. And since they fired them all, like you said.
That's true. And now I talk a lot about this. Think about it. The IRS, right, 95%, more than 95% of all tax returns are filed online, right? So they're digital.
Right.
Okay. And so then now they have all these, there's 22 or 23 or more different versions of 1099s. 1099s are what they call information returns, that whenever you get money from somebody, they send you a copy.
1 minute before the break.
Okay. And when you get that copy, right, it goes to the IRS. So now the IRS, and those are all filed electronically. So now all they have to do is match. And so that's what's happening. So they're matching these 1099s with your tax return. And so there's nobody involved. And they send you, if there's a difference, boom, you get a letter.
We got a texter here. I don't know what, with the 262, so it's from Wisconsin, so it's probably a Packers fan. It said that not all middle class people are well off. I think we stated that pretty clearly.
I think, right? That's the whole point of
it. Right. The whole point is that you're making $100,000 today when gas is $3.50 a gallon and interest rates are in the high sixes, low sevens, and it costs you $16 to get a milkshake when you take your kid out in Chicago.
That's right.
We're not making light of it, 262. 100%. We're agreeing with you that dual income with kids or no kids, you're not, that dollar's not going as far as it used to. So we got to take a quick break. Phone number for those who want to reach out to you.
If get on my email list, it's free. Go to fightbacknow.com or give me a call, 312-664-6649.
I'm going to take a quick break. We got Caring Transitions, Cindy Ribolzi's, very fine Cindy Ribolzi's from Caring Transitions, estate sale and appraisal after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I want to thank the 630 texter at 1103 for the 5,000 word text. It's I think you need to take a break. Maybe go get some cold beverages and hydrate. 312-981-7200. It starts out with Steve. Rookie, you ever pass a federal license test? Actually, Steve, I have a number of them. The National Mortgage Licensing System test. Yeah, I did that.
You're well credentialed.
Passed it, yep. Passed the FBI background check a couple of times.
So how that happened, nobody knows.
I don't know. Got to take fingerprints like four or five times because my fingerprints change, right? So I don't. That's another thing they're getting working on there. Got to get your fingerprints taken again. They don't change. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The guy at the UPS store loved me, right? $25 a shot. Cindy Ribolzi, can we go through the... I know you want to talk about the estate planning, but let's go through... Because the 5 D's I talk about all the time, right? Diapers, divorce, downsizing, debt, and death. Okay,
yes.
You deal with 4 of the D's.
We do.
You don't, you know, necessarily deal with the diaper part where folks are starting out, and right. You know, but the other 4 D's come into play. 50-some-year-old guy, friend of mine, passed away unexpectedly. I guess you never expect to pass away, but you know, he just passed away. Not making light of it. Now she's living in a single-family home with loaded with stuff in Evanston, wants to sell it and get out, downsize, and move closer to her friends in
right.
Glenview and Northbrook and get rid of all of her stuff. What happens in that situation? First is the consultation, the introduction, which I did, I believe, Wednesday.
Sure.
The text message went out, and then I stepped back. Take it sure. from there. What happens on the other side of that?
Sure. Well, you know, we're... a great spot to start. You know, it can be a very overwhelming time for a lot of people. There's a lot of things to sort through. There's family members with lots of opinions and lots of thoughts. And of course, you know, people have jobs and they still have to get through their daily life. So we step in and, you know, we're going to unbox everything, unpack everything, go through everything. You know, we price everything. We have professional organizers on staff that set up beautiful displays. And we'll get your house completely cleaned out, you know, in a matter of weeks.
So it's not only for the families that lost someone. It's also for other realtors, not other realtors, for realtors out there that come across these type of situations that might be looking for a partner
yes.
to help unclutter that house and get it ready. Because some people have a lot of stuff.
Correct.
And if you don't anticipate dying, your stuff, there's a lot of it.
We partner with a lot of real estate agents. We partner with lawyers. And they know they can count on us to make it all happen and get the house cleared out. I mean, without a company like ours, it can take months, if not years, to get your mom and dad's house completely cleared out.
Texter 847, been to a few Caring Transition sales, reasonably priced. You told us at breakfast that there is a website that our listeners could go to for estate sales, and all of your homes are on that. Can you
yes.
give that out real quick?
Yes. Estatesales.net is really the source, and it's nationwide. So even if you go on vacation, you can plug in, you know, the zip code or the village or town that you're visiting, plug it in, and you can find all of the estate sales. For us specifically, you want to plug in into the search bar the word Treadway, Treadway, and that's how you find our estate sales.
So how do you price things out? How is your service? You've got to make money. You're a for-profit organization. Do you take a percentage of the sales? Is it a flat fee? How does all that work?
We do have a percentage that we take, and it really does vary between 25 to about 35%. It's going to depend on how much is in the house, how long it takes us to set up. And, you know, the value of the things. Is it high-end art or is it just everyday objects?
How long does it take you and your team to go through? I guess that's a loaded question.
Sure.
Depends on how much stuff is there. But
yeah.
A typical home to something that's got a bunch of stuff. I mean, you know, typical home, like our friend in Evanston, married couple, you know, married, one kid. How long would it take?
Home from start to finish.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. We've done it in as little as we recently got a house completely unpacked, sorted, set up, priced in 2 days. And then we'll have a sale for 2 days. And then we'll get them cleaned out. That'll be a day. So that'll be a total of 5 days from start to finish.
Steve?
I have a client who like he has three storage sheds. Mm. And I'm trying, he wants to get rid of them. Of course, he has trouble getting rid of things.
Many people do,
yes.
And that's why we're here.
Because you're always afraid of what's in there. He doesn't know what's in there. And he thinks that and he's a collector, so he collects a lot of things. So he's afraid that somebody's going to get beat out of something, right? You know, he's going to sell the whole storage shed, and there's going to be something very valuable in there.
He's going to miss it.
And he's going to miss it. Like, you haven't seen it in 12 years. You won't probably miss it. But do you help people like that, too? I mean, because there's a lot of people I guess they call them hoarders. I wouldn't call my guy a hoarder, but he's got three storage sheds.
All right, hold that thought. And his name is Stephen A. Lay, and he lives in Vanderbilt. Steve likes talking about himself in third person. All right, hold that question. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, and I know the combination to the lock. He's a very nice guy, and he's got this one eyelash that just grows out of control.
I like 312-981-312-981.
Right. Just like to go by, spin the dials. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back and answer that question. 312-981-7200. More at Cindy Rebolzi after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, "You have a radio show."
"Do you know who I am?"
I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't believe you."
"People know me."
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
"Really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show?" I go, "Because I'm very talented."
"I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal."
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, "Yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio." Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7282 when that happened. Turn your microphone on.
I was telling you that this morning. You are kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah.
I was telling you that this morning. Many leather-bound books.
Yes. They've got, for Father's Day, they got me an apron. It says, "My name is David Hochberg, and I'm kind of a big deal." 312-981-7200. Quick shout-out to retired Officer Klunk. He had to have his finger taken for a new job. The person taking the fingerprints couldn't do it, so he did it himself. He's on the job for 30 years. So there you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So Cindy, Steve was talking about a friend of his named Stephen A. Leahy, who has an office in Bannockburn. He lives in Bannockburn. He's got three storage units of just stuff.
Yeah.
And what do you do for something like that? And Greg had a great comment. Greg, you want to chime in there, bud?
When we were discussing it, I was just saying, well, we try to stay within the D's.
That's right. We stay within the D's, really. Yeah. So divorce, downsizing,
debt.
Debt.
Yes. Debt.
And that doesn't fall in those D's.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Dementia.
Find out who your clients are and serve them, right? And that's,
you got it.
That's really the key of.
So on something like that, is it like, can I just see your stuff, right? Can you just take me through it? Or he won't even let somebody go near his storage units.
I don't know how that would work, but that's probably true.
I talked to the guy about a mortgage. I remember you told me about it. He had all this stuff and he needed money. I'm just like, why don't we sell some of the stuff? Okay. It's like calling his mother a bad name. 312-981-7200. We had a caller leave a message with Iridian. I'll have Iridian because she does such a great job. And she is a Gabby Award winner. What award winner did you get? She won some type of pretty prestigious award, a radio award.
It's a Gracie Award.
Gracie Award. Gabby. It began with the G. Stay in your lane. What did the listener ask that called in? It helps when
she wanted to know if there was a lot of thievery and estate sales and if it's only cash.
Mm. Yeah. So how do people pay, and is there a lot of theft?
Caring transitions in particular, we accept all forms, pretty much all forms of payment, cash, credit card. We do not take checks.
Zelle? If people want to do electronic transfer?
We are wired up with Zelle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some estate sales that you go to that are cash only. We do not operate cash only.
What is cash? I mean, I talk to my kids about like carrying. I carry. Ease up there, Spartacus. Well, you're giving me that look on the radio. I know what cash is.
I know you know what cash is.
I carry cash all the time. I like giving cash tips. You know what I do? Like when I go in a cab, I give the cabbie.
You don't pay taxes on those.
Yeah. I give him a tip. Because I figured it's just a little extra attaboy, right? So I carry cash, but my kids are like, what's cash? I mean, this younger generation, they don't know what cash is. Yep.
Their cash is plastic, has David Hochberg written.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, Dan, right. So, exactly. So in those type of situations, you monitor that, right? You've got monitors that people aren't sticking things in their
bags.
Some
of our homes are equipped with surveillance, and we let people know at the door that they are under surveillance.
Nice.
And then higher priced items before the sale, we talk about where they're located. We're all keeping an eye on them. And oftentimes they'll be behind the counter or really close to us at the cash register.
But maybe the thievery had to do with having not a good company like yours. That's because nobody knows what's there. Right. So this company you let come in, they look at valuable stuff. They might not know that there's a Renoir on, the family might not know.
Right, right.
So then all of a sudden you come in and look at things. And if it's not an upright company, all of a sudden it isn't a Renoir. It wasn't there. Right. It just kind of disappears.
Yeah. Before our sales, we have, a team meeting, and we've got people stationed all over the house, and we're all talking. We're all communicating. And we're keeping an eye on things. We're moving throughout the house. We're not all, I go to some estate sales, there's nobody upstairs. Anything could be going on upstairs or in the basement. And we've got people in stations throughout the sale.
You all have 9mm? You all have foyer cars?
Well, that's why you need a good reputable company to do these kind of things for you.
It really is a good reputable company. Mm-hmm. We all go through background checks, before, during the employment process.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Can you give that number again, Dave?
Yeah, I was about ready to. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for paying attention. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, Steve. This isn't John Hanson show. 312-981-7200.
That's real radio.
That's real radio. Right, he doesn't have to give out the phone number because people like to call him. We have to encourage people to go, please call 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We were talking about cabinetry. And a texter called in explaining the process, and I guess we didn't explain it good enough. Do you paint over it, or do you put laminate over it? What is your process?
There is no paint in what we do. We put a proprietary V32. It is a laminate material down on the cabinets after they're cleaned off, sanded, primed, and ready to go. So it is a whole new, casing to the cabinet.
Interesting. Okay. And wood is the only method, because it doesn't look good on steel, or can you do steel? You just don't recommend
it. I know it's been done. We want to stay far away from it. Right. I'm just not a fan.
Website, if our listeners want to reach out to check out your work.
RedoCabinets.com.
RedoCabinets.com. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. For the listener that texted and wanted to know the HVAC company, because it's probably putting tax in your system, that would be Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. So give them a call, 847-918-7994 for all of your air conditioning needs. And I don't think heat would be an issue today, Steve, unless you've got...
heat's an issue, Dave.
Going through some circulation. Is it?
Yeah, because you need air conditioning. Because there's so much heat out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, opening at Zany's tonight.
That's not a joke. It's true. Have you been out today, Dave? It's kind of hot out there.
312-9. I was hoping you'd go get my car and swing.
Cindy was at the baseball game yesterday. It was hot out there.
Woo-hoo. Oh, but yeah, you were
the suite. That's right.
Well, here, each one of you, we're having service areas here. How far do you go? Do you go the Indiana line?
We have gone to the Indiana line. Yep.
We go to Indiana?
Indiana, pretty far south, like past Piatone and all the way into Wisconsin and Milwaukee.
Okay. Wow.
So we got a very large service area.
Out to DeKalb, Sycamore?
Yep.
Okay. And your service area, Cindy, how far will you go? Will you go to the south suburbs?
We have a franchise down there that serves that area. Our franchise specifically, CT Northern, so we're up here. It's like Northern Cook, Lake County, parts of McHenry County, all the way. We actually do have a sale coming up in Fontana, Wisconsin.
All right. So you go all the way
We'll
up
come
there.
Into the city, too, case-by-case basis.
Okay. Stephen A. Leahy, you're all over.
I can help people with tax problems throughout the United States of America.
Cut them thick, spread them thin. That's your new logo. That's your new
But most of my clients are generally Chicago-based, generally.
What is the answer for the three-unit storage question? So I guess we didn't give an answer out, an acceptable answer for this texter. So what's the doggone answer? What would you do?
I think the answer is call his grandkids in to help him.
Doesn't fit in their client base.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. If you've got somebody that owns stuff that doesn't want to get rid of stuff, you're not going to be able to help them until he dies, and then the grandkids.
Yeah, we'll be dealing with it at some point in time, I'm sure.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Our 6-3-R wants to go. Do we have a LIBOR loan? This guy keeps going. He's very engaged in this. He's going all the way back to the Hoover administration with all of the different monetary policies.
Representative Paul, man, take a break.
Yeah,
312-981-7200,
312-981-7200. Are the owners allowed on the property during the sale?
We highly discourage it, and here's why. It can get sensitive. If owners see people
talking about their stuff.
Yes, yeah. If they see them, you know, overhear people maybe disparaging, you know, their items, mm-hmm. Or opening their drawers, it can be very sensitive for people. So it's highly discouraged.
Okay. Thermofoil cabinets. Can you redo thermofoil cabinets?
Yes.
Okay. What is a thermofoil cabinet?
Thermofoil is a type of laminate.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
It can be.
So you can relaminate.
And again, the doors will be all replaced. So it's not like you're trying to, you know, put a new laminate on it. So the doors are replaced with new styles and colors. And then, the thermofoil can either be gone over or removed to put our product on.
There you go, 815-312-981-7200. Bob, you've got a reverse mortgage question or a HELOC. We got a minute before the break, so throw your question out there. I'll do my best to answer or get as much information and answer it on the other side, Bob.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a close friend who is retired, 83 years old. The only money she has is in her house.
Yep.
She's living on Social Security. It's under $2,000. Her son augments that with $1,000 a month to just help her out.
Okay.
But she can't get a pair of tires.
Right.
You know, I mean, so I told her, I said, you're sitting on this $300,000. And I said, she said, what about a HELOC? I said, you got to have more income, I think. But I said, let me ask David. And here I am asking her, what can she do? She's got $350,000 in assets, no mortgage.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I got a bottom of the hour break. I got to throw it over to Don, who's eagerly awaiting in his Packers underpants to answer this, to do the news because he's a Packers fan. And I'm going to answer your question, answer the break, okay? So hold on. I want to take care of you to take care of your friend who's in her 80s, living in a $300,000 home with no mortgage. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. And just to confirm to our texter, keeps texting us, I am Jewish. And, he said, are you Jewish? And with a not a nice comment. Right, Steve Lee? Attorney? Not a comment. All right. So, Bob, you have a friend who's 80 what years old? How old is she?
82.
Lives in a home that's worth $300,000.
Right.
Free and clear.
Free and clear.
Okay. And how much does she bring in income a month? You said $2,000?
Just under $2,000 in Social Security.
That's
the
it.
The only income.
That's all she's got.
Plus, yeah, and then her son, like I said, now it's not reported anywhere.
Right.
Just gives her $1,000 a month.
Okay, probably be nice if the son didn't have to rip a G-note to mom every single month. I'm sure he's got his expenses. I'm sure he does it lovingly, but he's got some expenses too. 82-year-old individual living in a $300,000 single-family home would qualify. Well, that's good. That's really professional. Okay. Turn your phone off, David. Qualify for about, let's say, 40% of the value of her home, about $120,000 reverse mortgage. Would that help her out a little bit? Don't you think, Bob?
I think it would help her out.
Yeah. And then she won't have to make that money. She won't have to make the payment. And all of the money that she takes out is tax-free. She would probably qualify for close to $50,000 line of credit if she was lucky with taxes and insurance. right, with $2,000 a month coming in, which isn't a whole heck of a lot, and then she'd have to make a payment on that, on the reverse mortgage, and the home equity line of credit doesn't grow like the reverse mortgage grows at 5% a year. There's a cost of living increase built into that. So for this situation, for this individual, based upon these circumstances, Bob, I think you're spot on. A reverse mortgage would be in this borrower's financial best interest.
Thank you very much.
And Bob, I'll tell you what, I've got the son of a happy client of a reverse mortgage holder. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Leahy's mom. Mm-hmm. We helped her about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was probably about that long ago, and it turned out to be a godsend.
And it took us about 3-4 years to convince your mother.
Yeah.
Because she did not want to do it.
Yeah. Here's a lot of bad things is, you know, people always hear bad things. And I like the way you always explain it, David. It's just another mortgage, but people don't really, they always think that somebody's trying to steal it from them. You got to remember that it is the federal government. That's a federal government plan. So it's up and up. It's totally legitimate. No one's trying to steal from anybody.
Right. It is a FHA-backed loan. It's backed by the Federal Housing Administration. You have PMI on the mortgage. Okay, so there's nothing to be worried about. And this individual, this 82-year-old lady, does not have to make a mortgage payment at all. She has to continue to make the taxes. She has to continue to make the insurance and keep the house in good working order. And it is a great option that our reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, that helped your mom secure the mortgage mm-hmm. against her house in mm-hmm. Chicago, could talk with your friend, Bob, about the options and specifics about her specific situation. If you would like.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We will take, Iridian will take down all your information and go from there. Your mom took 3 to 4 years. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't want one. I'm like, listen, I want to get into a pair of 34-inch pants, Mrs. Anderson, but guess what? I can't, okay? And it got to a point where she's like, I need a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And she tried everything. She fought me. Yeah. That lady fought me for 4 years.
Remember all the calls too. Why are you trying to sell that woman a reverse mortgage? Why didn't she just sell the house?
Why isn't she
like,
sell the house?
Tell someone to sell their house, you know, that you've been in all these years. And where are you going to go?
Right. How long's your mom been living in that brownstone?
Since 1982 or yeah. 3 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell this 5'3" 100-pound Irish lady. Yeah. Hey, sweetheart, you should sell your brownstone in River North. Yeah, I think that's good. I had no shot. I'm not that dumb.
She
ain't moving, and she would take my throat out. yeah. Why doesn't she just move? And I'm like, oh, why don't you ask her son, attorney Stephen A. Leahy right here? Why doesn't your mom move? Because she doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to.
Right.
Where's she
going
to go? That's what she always tells me. Because I say, Mom, maybe you should look at, where am I going to go? Good question.
Yeah, maybe your spare bedroom in your house.
Yeah, I got a sister, too.
Yeah. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have a Packer fan here. There's nothing wrong with Packers underpants. Well, unless you're a Bears fan. 312-981-7200.
Then it makes sense.
Yes, then it makes a lot of sense. Thermofoil. Explain that. That's a type of lamb. I never heard of that. Okay, you know, the texture earlier, the thermofoil. So how do you go about, do you just go over the old? Am I saying it right? Is it thermofoil?
Yeah, you certainly can go over the old.
Or do you remove it?
You can do both. It depends on the quality of that product that's on that cabinet at that time.
Got it.
So it honestly could be a game time decision, too, by who's doing the installation and go, all right, this guy get ripped off. And so they would rip it off. Put the new on.
Is there any chance of damaging the box, the cabinet itself?
No, I wouldn't think so.
You
no.
got some type of tools or
yeah.
whatever, you do heat underneath
heat,
it.
Heat, tools, yep, you can get it back off. You can weaken the adhesive.
All right, before we hit the break here, David, what is the name and phone number of the estate lady? That would be you. You're now the estate lady, Cindy.
Oh,
congratulations.
That's me. Yes? Thank you.
You've been coined the estate lady. What's the best number for our listeners to reach out to you if they would like more information about the services that you provide?
Sure. 847-278-0434.
And for our listeners on the other side of the Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan lines that listen, you have resources in those markets
yes,
as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
So if they are interested in using your services, there will be somebody else in that area that will be able
Correct.
To help them with these type of
yeah,
projects.
We'll help you out.
All right. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. come back with more information from all of our experts after these messages. 312-981-7200, the MegaBros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is.
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hoch vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You know why I know that something's going on tax-wise? Because I hear those tax companies bombing on the airways just every single day, every other commercial break.
Goes back to what I was just saying.
I know.
It's after the 4th of July. People are going to start getting the notices. They don't do anything. People don't generally do anything until they're coming after you, right? So if out of sight, out of mind. If I haven't heard from the IRS in 3 years, I might owe them a lot of money. But if they've never contacted me, I'm going to let sleeping dogs lie.
Calls from the IRS, because I got those calls, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on Goldman Sachs is calling me up. Amazon is got, is giving away some. I'm on the do not call list, right? I registered at.
You're on my do not call list.
Except when you need a ride. But I'm getting calls from small business loans, like Amazon, sign up now for the small business. And it's somebody in the Philippines. And I'm just like, hey, fifth time already. I've asked you to take me off. Well, I want to talk to you, man. The manager's busy right now. I'm like, I'll wait. And then, I just drive them crazy. I just keep them on the phone because I'm like, no, you know what? You do this to me. And it's just a game now, right? I'm driving. I got the air conditioning. I just want to see how long I could ruin their life for the times that they've ruined my life. I just talk to them. Like, hey, how's the weather in the Philippines right now? Right? Well, the manager's still on the phone. I'm like, I'll hang on. Right? And then click after about 6 minutes.
Remember we had the phone when we were on the air that time and you got the call trying to hustle you?
And I took it on the air.
Yeah.
Right. While we were on the air, it was the same people, wanted me to go to the Jewel to get iPhone,
the cards, yeah.
Yeah, the Apple cards. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. I'm like, oh my God, I owe the IRS $3,000. and you're going to turn my service down. I got one better, okay? I got one better from, Verizon, okay? Verizon calls me and says they got a great deal. This is the greatest, latest scam. Hey, we're going to give you 3 months free. I'm like, why are you going to give me 3 months free? Well, you know what? We're just doing you a customer service. You've been a client a long time, blah, 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 blah. I got all the way through. And then they're like, yeah, if you don't pay us now, we're going to cut your service off. So I Googled, Verizon scams. It pops up right away.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? There's a chair next to the furnace in hell for scumbags like you. Mm-hmm. Who are out there blatantly trying to screw over people.
And I get these calls a lot. I got one the other day. She won a lottery or something.
Sure,
right?
She did.
They asked her for $600. She had to pay first, and she paid the $600.
Oh,
and
no.
Then she paid $12. And now she's got $10,000 coming.
Oh.
But they can't pay her because she's not on the VIP group. And if she just paid $3,000 more, then she can get on the VIP, and they can send her $10,000.
Wow.
And so, people, they get you a little bit, and then they reel you in. And you're in now $3,000 or something like that. And it's like I got to spend the $3,000 to get my $2,000 back. But you just cost you another $3,000. So I had a long talk with her about this. But I get these calls a lot about another one, crypto. They have crypto sites that look real. I mean, you'd swear that this was a real site. You're really trading on it, and they give you some inside information, and you're up $10,000, $15,000, $100,000, and you want to get it out. Well, if you got to get out, you got to pay the tax first. Well, tax on $100,000 might be $15,000. Well, why can't you take it out of the $100,000? Well, I can't. You got to send us the $15,000 in taxes.
It's a different account.
Right. And then you think you got $100,000 coming, but you don't have $100,000 coming.
Wow.
It's a scam.
That prince in Africa must be pretty loaded.
Yes, absolutely. That was just the beginning, right?
Yeah.
The prince in Africa was just the beginning.
262, my son got one of those calls that he owed for unpaid tolls, and they're all over the place too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kicker is...
The text, yes.
The kicker is he doesn't have a driver's license and doesn't have a car, so what's wrong with these idiots, okay? I'm telling you. They're bombing the system, and the one thing I wanted you to cover is
numbers game.
Will the IRS ever call you on the phone and have and solicit you over the phone?
They may contact you very rarely, but they'll never ask for money over the phone. So they'll never say, pay me over the phone. You know, we can do electro. They'll never do that. They'll never take money over the phone. So if anybody tells you that that's, they're from the IRS and you can clear this up right now, it's a scam. Sure. Always a scam. I always tell people this. Always say it's a scam. Always think in your head it's a scam. And then hang up the phone and then look into it. Okay? Even if they're right that they're coming after you, that is not going to fix it right there anyway. So hang up the phone,
right.
Look into it, and then if it's real, then find a different way to pay them. But never pay over the phone. Anything.
While you're on the phone, go to your browser and type in...
Yes.
Verizon scam, AT&T scam, right? Because I've got Verizon, you know, whatever the cable.
Tollway scam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just before you pay anything, IRS scam. Don't do anything until you get confirmation as to if it's real or not.
The caller just said, or the listener just said, you know, my kid doesn't even have it's a numbers game. They send it to everybody, yep. Right? Sure. You might not have a toll, but somebody does, right? You might not be a Bank of America customer, but they send it to everybody. Hey, your Bank of America card is bad. You got to come onto this site. So never click on something. Never go to a website that says about anything to do with your finances. Never, never, never.
Especially, I'm 18. I'm interested in you with a picture.
Never.
Sorry. We'll edit that out. 312-981, and I have a valid driver's license.
Never.
312-981-720 in the United States on the birth certificate. Will you do replacement cabinets or just a texter texted in? If I want new cabinets, can Greg help me with new cabinets or is that not in your wheelhouse?
They want a whole kitchen of new cabinets or just because we will replace some cabinets.
Okay.
We absolutely would.
So if you had a listener right now, right, who wants to get rid of, who's got 36s and they want to go to 42s or 42s, they want to go to 48s because they don't like, what are they called? They got
the uppers? I mean, yeah. I've replaced my uppers in my kitchen because I needed to go to the ceiling, get more room. So
right.
we could do that. We had the cabinets like over the refrigerator. I think we talked about that last time where, you know, some people cannot even reach over the refrigerator to get to that cabinet. Well, we'll actually get that bumped out and put a wall in. So we will... alter your cabinets, add a peninsula, add an island, stuff like that.
You actually put a guy in the garage, Steve, that when they need to go up, he's there to lift the homeowner up. 312-981-7200. So if you had to replace it or take away, you know, the drop ceiling, which I...
The soffit?
Soffit, thank you.
I'm right here.
I appreciate that. In both my condos that I bought, they had soffits. And I'm just like, why do you put a soffit there when you could go up another 12 inches? Mm-hmm. Will you eliminate all that? Is that in your purview? Okay,
we have done stuff like that.
Okay, phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
630-686-1700.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got news in 30 seconds, Steve, so start counting down. Never mind. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Stephen A. Leahy, Cindy Ribolzi, and Greg Olson will be back after these messages. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, Cindy Ribolzi from Caring Transitions, and Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, the James Earl Jones of Chicago Radio, right here on WGN, the pipes of David Jennings. We're going to go out to Schaumburg. Nina, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, how can we help you?
Question. I just paid off about $15,000 of credit card debt.
That's great.
And I had about 7 different accounts, so they're all paid off. I paid them off last month. I really want to get rid of my credit cards and maybe just keep one, but I was told and from my research that it can make your credit worse. Like, how long do I have to wait, or how do I close these out, or what's your advice?
All right. Number one, congratulations on paying off all that credit card debt. Number two, you have $30,000 worth of availability right now, or do you have more than that?
No, just that.
So listen to me very carefully, Nina, and everybody else. It has to do with the amount of available credit you have. Okay? So if you start eliminating the credit that you just paid off, you just will erase everything that you just gained. Okay? So I know you don't need as much credit now, but you have to do this strategically so you don't lose what you just gained. Because if you start closing those credit cards down that you just paid off, you're going to lose the benefits that you just gained for the fifth time. I'm doing that for a reason. Okay? So what type of credit cards are they? Are they Visa, MasterCard, American Express? Are they Shell, Victoria's Secret, Gap? I mean, what are they? Steve's got a Victoria's Secret. He loves the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's two creditors, USAA and Indigo. Indigo is my first one, and I don't like them because they charge me like $123 a year.
Okay.
But that was one of my first credit cards. And then there's four retailers. And then there was one personal loan that was fully paid off.
Okay, well, the personal loan is off the cock. Get rid of that. That's gone. Okay? So, the Indigo, how much do you have on the Indigo one?
It's available $500.
Okay, and what do you got on the other ones?
About $5,000 on USAA, $5,000 on MasterCard, and then I have a JCPenney's, a Kohl's. Kohl's is like $1,000. So the biggest ones are USAA and then my MasterCard. For it was an at-home store, but you can use it anywhere.
It's a universal card. Okay.
Yeah,
So here's what I would do. You just paid them off within the past 30 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would wait. I'd wait a full 30 to 45 days to make sure it cycles through. Okay. Then I would go to these bigums, the USAA and the other $5,000 one that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And ask them to double the limits for you.
Okay.
Okay? You know why?
No.
Because you can. Okay? You're much better credit risk today than you were 4 weeks ago, okay? And by going from 5,000 to 10,000, okay, but going from 10,000 to 20,000, you could close down $10,000 worth of credit, and you won't get hurt.
Okay, so up the ones on the bigger ones, and then
get rid of all the smaller fictactic ones. Yeah, they're gone.
Got it.
Okay, and then you don't have to pay the yearly fees and all that stuff. And then, as your credit gets better and stronger, you could then go to one of these $5,000 ones, ask them to increase it by $5,000, and get rid of one of them. Okay, I like having three credit cards, to be honest with you, Nina. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I like it. Gives you a nice foundation. You have, you know, how do you build a building? You go wide and you go deep, right? You need a foundation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know you just went through a bad spell and you just got right and you cleaned yourself up, but it wasn't the credit cards that got you into trouble. It was whatever the reason you had to put the money on the credit cards that got you into trouble. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you're clean and you cleaned it all up, shutting them all down is a bad move. Okay. And I don't care what these people, Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, you know, you're not making millions of dollars like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman to swear off credit cards. I love credit cards. I think they're phenomenal if used correctly in the right situation, right? Morphine is fantastic, okay? When I had my back surgery, I couldn't move, and I was dropping morphine, which was fantastic, okay? Challenge, Greg. I couldn't poop for a week, and I had to go off the morphine, okay? I went off the morphine, got on the ibuprofen. Boom, I pooped again. I felt great. Okay, I'm just saying, in the right situation, there's right things there. You don't want to swear off credit cards because it's not the credit cards that got you into trouble. It's a situation that made you rely on the credit card that got you into trouble.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
And also, drink a lot of water if you're taking morphine. You got to flush the system. I didn't do that. All right, so that's what I would do. I would go to the two $5,000 credit cards, wait about 30 days for it to fully cycle through so your credit scores are reflected in their system. Ask them to double your ask them to triple it. I mean, it can't fall off the floor. All they could say is like, hey, we can't triple it there, Nina and Schomburg, but we could double it. You still win. Okay?
Right.
That's how you...
And then one more quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughter's going to be 16. Should I get her a small credit card, like, down the road a little bit?
Yes, when she's 18.
When she's 18. To help her build her credit.
Absolutely. And you should tell her, like I told my two daughters, they got their first credit cards, and they're at 21 and 20. Every Friday, they pay their credit cards off. Okay. Yeah. Toothpaste and their toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. They are to use their credit cards. They are to stop using their debit cards or stop using their Apple Pay. They are to use their credit cards for everything that they buy. I don't care if it's a $2 if it's a $2 piece of whatever the heck you could get for $2 now, or if it's $9, those stupid drinks they get at Starbucks that drive me bat poop crazy. Drives me crazy. Right. I'm just telling you. You know, everything
and then
goes
just
on.
Put your cash aside and then pay your bill every month.
Use it every Friday. They go online and they pay it every Friday. They go online.
Okay.
And you should as well. Every Friday, after going what you went through, call them up, ask them to triple your limits, right? You're doing a lot more travel and entertainment. You need more room, and you want to have that room on your credit card. If they could triple it, that, sorry, Nina, in Schaumburg, we can't triple it. We could double it. You still win. Okay? And then, and then you've got room now to eliminate $10,000 of other debt without losing where you're at today.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hold on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981.
Love that. Love that advice, David. That is so good. And everybody, they listen to the show, but they don't follow the advice. How many people call you and say, you know, I've been listening for years, David. What, you know, get the credit cards and the
line of credit.
The line of credit.
Right.
Very important.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. 3-1, take a deep breath. This is universal information. I know we got to go to break, Benny. Hold on. Steve Ferenz, hang on in the newsroom. We'll get to you in a second. But this is vital information for everybody, not only Nina and Schaumburg. This is for Nina up in Bangor, Maine. This is for the Ninas down in Key West, Florida. This is for the Ninas in San Diego, in Kona, Hawaii, and Anchorage, Alaska, and every point in between that the United States of America and in Canada and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, this is vital information. When you pay off your credit cards because you think you got into trouble, it's not the credit cards that got you into trouble. Something happened that you needed to rely on the credit cards.
And just what you just said, everybody, your first inclination is to cancel them. Get rid of them.
Do not do that.
Wrong thing to do. Nina Pinto. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. Oh, we're going back to the pilgrims. That's nice. All right, Steve just got back from New England.
He had too much lobster.
I
can never have too much lobster. I guess if you live in Maine, you can have too much lobster.
There we go.
Yes, that's true.
We heard the story at breakfast.
You did.
I wanted to have lobster breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I did. And then we heard the whole trip, and nobody
cared.
Bucket list. 312-981. So he went to Portland. He went to a baseball game, and he went to the Red
Boston,
Sox.
Boston, yeah. It was awesome.
Again.
Rhode Island. Vermont, New Hampshire.
People are driving
Delaware.
People are driving into cars in front of them. They fell asleep. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Good thing nobody's listening.
That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. When you're talking, we're the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Our friend Tom Jenke.
312-981-7200. My God, my brain's... So we've been here 2 hours and 15 minutes. No calls. Boom! 4 calls come in. Okay, so let's speed round here. John in Chicago, fire away, buddy. You have a tax question.
Yeah, I made, after all the deductions, I made $159,000, and we paid $17,000, and then we got a letter from the IRS we needed to pay an additional $8,000. So total, we paid $25,000 on $159,000, which seems totally ridiculous to me.
Steve?
What, are you in business for yourself? Are you a W-2 employee? How's that work?
W-2.
Okay, you said that you paid $11,000, then you got a letter from the IRS. What happened there? Did they tell you that you didn't report something?
No, they just said that we owed another $8,000, I believe it was. Yeah.
After somebody did your tax return, and then they said you owed additional. See, that's what kind of confuses me. But let's just talk about that. If I pay 10% of $116,000, most people are paying about 20% in taxes, so that's $32,000. So if I'm paying 25, it's kind of in the way, it's kind of in the neighborhood of what people pay. I know it's, you know, most people who are W-2 employees, they don't even realize it because they don't look at when I always ask people, hey, what'd you pay in taxes? Oh, I got a refund last year. I didn't ask you what your refund was. How much did you pay in taxes? Most people, W-2, don't even know that number, so they don't even look. So maybe you looked this year because they came back and said, hey, you owe an extra $8,000. I don't know why that would be, again, unless you forgot to list something. These are the, and I've been talking a lot about these 1099s, so if you don't, and the matching. So if I get a 1099 and I don't, or a W-2, and I don't put it on my tax return, the IRS automatically matches, and if I forgot, then it's gone. I mean, they'll just add it. They'll send me a letter, and they'll say, hey, you owe more money. And they could be wrong, so you should probably look into say, why are they saying I owe more money?
Stop making so much money, John.
That's right.
You won't pay as much taxes. All right.
That's true.
Please hold on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for calling the show, 312-981-7200. Bob in Brookfield, how can we help you?
Hey, David. Love the show. Love listening to you.
Thanks,
I do have a quick question, but first I'd like to say I wish you'd run for some office and teach some of these no minds how government's supposed to work. But my question is, if you owned a property outright and you were renting it, I've heard you mention, I believe, about taking out a home equity loan as a way to maybe protect yourself against some ambulance-chasing lawyers.
Line of credit.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, it's a line of credit.
Sorry.
It's a line of credit. It's a lien against your house. So if... are you shoveling snow in the background there, Bob? I mean, what the hell's, what's going on?
A little bit of working, sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. I'm like, what's going on? It's like 85 in the shade, and Bob's shoveling snow. No, here, if you have a property with no lien on your property, right, you are opening yourself up to an attorney, right, Stephen A. Leahy?
Yes.
To come after you for a slip and fall accident or a slip and fall lawsuit because mm-hmm. there is no lien against your house and they know they could go after that property mm-hmm. in a lawsuit. Is that correct?
Absolutely, because now it looks like you have a lot of assets that are available to be taken. And when you get a home equity loan, even though you don't take the money out, the lien, whatever they approve you for, they get a lien against your home for that amount. So it looks like you have this big loan on your home, but you don't.
And there's
but it
access.
Looks like for other lawyers, it looks like, hey, this guy doesn't have anything. We can't.
Right.
If his insurance doesn't cover it, we won't be able to get anything from him.
Yeah, that's where your attorneys.
And am I only on the hook for the initial like fees to do it, or is
yeah.
there a fee
yeah,
for just
no.
having that loan
Bob,
open, or what?
Bob, it costs like yeah. $50 to $100 a year to in service fee to the lender to keep that open because that's how they make their
okay.
money. Okay, might
All
cost right. you a couple hundred dollars in closing costs to get it. So, how much is your property that you own free and clear?
Let's say I believe it's about 600.
600. Is it your primary residence or an investment property?
Investment.
Investment property. 600, they'll go to 70%. That's 420. You can pull out a $420,000 home equity line of credit if you qualify against that
yep.
property, and you'll have a $420,000 lien that you can access at any time. It's a checkbook against your house. You don't have to take any of it. You only pay the couple of bucks in closing costs and the yearly fee of $50 to $100. That's it to protect yourself from $400,000 against that asset from some scumbag, mm-hmm. blood-sucking attorney.
Well,
coming
it's not only
you.
The attorneys, because I've got to protect attorneys.
I know, you're an attorney.
Okay, so, but it's those you hear these people going after all these... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, your title theft.
The title loan, that's what I'm thinking about. The title theft.
Okay.
And then they sell you the insurance for title theft. But this is better insurance because
yeah.
you're protecting yourself pretty much the same way.
Yeah. Bob, I'm going to call you after
All
the
right.
show and we'll take care of you. I got a couple of... I don't know if King County Teachers Credit Union does against investment properties, but I've got another lender that does if they don't. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. How's that ice, Steve? It sounds really good.
I heard
it
that.
Sounds great.
I usually
on the
don't have ice in the
I
cup.
Know. It sounds great, though, on the radio. People enjoy hearing Steve and A. Leahy chew on ice on the radio.
I could be shoveling my driveway.
Whatever. Bob and Aurora, 401k 850 in there, 10 years from retiring. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've got my 401k in a Vanguard 2035. It's been in there since I started.
Yep.
I've been working my same company 34 years, and I've just put it in there and left it. And I've noticed it's gotten pretty swollen up to 850. And I hear all the time about, you know, diversify, put it into something else. Don't leave it in 401k. What is the best options for me moving forward? I've got a small town home that's almost paid for. I have no other bills. I don't really need. I heard you talking about loans for other people, but I'm curious. What's the best way to protect that money? Moving forward.
Steve? I'm not a financial planner.
Well, so I'm not a financial planner either, but I would say to you that 401k is generally the protecting best. It from taxes. Yeah. And then you could get a mutual fund and everything to diversify within the 401k, but you don't want to take it out of the 401k because that's protected. You take it out, you got to pay taxes on it.
Right.
And if you're not 59 and a half, you pay 10% penalty. So
I would check with your 401k administrator, your HR department at work, Bob. And see what type of options you have. That's the best option that we could give you, best advice we could give you, buddy, okay?
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time.
All right, brother. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and thank you for calling. Jamie, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Love this voice. Good. You sound like Susan Pichette, and she was one of the one of my favorites, especially in the Bob Newhart years, you know what I mean.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
I was just calling to see what you were talking about with paying off the credit card every Friday.
Yeah.
We take ours off every month when we get the statement.
Correct.
I do it every week.
Why? Because you're accelerating the improvement of your credit because you will only have 1 week's worth of credit card charges on your credit cards at a time. Because you want to keep the balances under 25%. Once they cross over 25%, 30%, you start losing points on your credit scores. If you pay your credit cards off every Friday, you get into a pattern of paying them off every Friday. And then that way you will only have at least 1 week's worth of charges on your cards at any given period of time. It's especially helpful for the if you can. Some people get paid once a month. Some people get paid weekly. Some people get paid biweekly. Okay, but some people use their debit card, which is horrible. So instead of using your debit card, use your credit card like a debit card and pay it off every Friday. So that way you can keep track of your budgetary needs and your budget, what you're spending money on, and you're improving your credit by paying down your credit card every single Friday. That is why. Okay. And then you have a better chance of spending money on ridiculous crap that you don't need with money you don't have if you're constantly paying it off every Friday because you're keeping yourself in check. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then the other thing, I know I got to go to news, Benny. Hold on. And the other thing you should do, Jamie, is call up your credit cards and see if they'll double your limits or triple your limits because you can. And all they could say is no. If they say no, ask them to double, and that'll also help your credit. It's that simple. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. You're awesome, by the way. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Woo! 312-981-7200. We said that's what happens, Greg. That's what happens when you sit here, nothing, no phone calls, and bam.
Traffic jam.
Everybody decides to call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Benny's looking at me. Give me the side eye. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGN. 14 minutes away from Cindy singing.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Ron with a question for Cindy. Hey, Ron.
Yes, good afternoon. Cindy, what happens to all the merchandise that goes unsold at the end of the sale?
That's great, a great question. That's a really good question. Everything that gets unsold, sometimes the families will invite their friends and family to come and choose items that they might want to keep. But mainly what we do is we take inventory of everything that's left over, and we have a charity come, right, and take everything off to charity, and then we're able to give our client, a nice big inventory list that they can submit at tax time.
And the items that don't go away, you call up junk luggers, and they clean it up.
Yes, we do.
All right. How about that, Ron? You good?
That's a wonderful answer. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on, Ron, for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312 speed round here. We're coming up to the end of the show. John, you got a question for Stephen A. Leahy, 1099 bonds.
Yes, sir. 1099 bonds. When you buy a bond, okay, I'm an old man now. I bought a bond 30 years ago, okay?
Okay.
Boom. Got it in there. It comes to volition, okay?
Okay.
And they paid it, I guess. I mean, they gave me the interest and all that. They never sent a 1099. And so, okay, I didn't get a 1099. A year and a half later, I get a thing from the IRS. You owe this money. You didn't pay the taxes, blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. You didn't send a 1099. Every institution, every employer has to send a 1099. Why can't the frigging government send a 1099 when it's due?
Well, it sounds like somebody did get a 1099 INT, interest, because otherwise they wouldn't have known. How would the IRS know unless they got a 1099? The problem is you didn't get a copy, or maybe it was online and they didn't send a paper copy.
It's online. Well, sir, I appreciate your question. I could be online. Okay. As I said, I'm 80-year-old man. My computer's lucky it gets up and starts. Bingo.
I get it.
Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
Here's what we got to do. We got to get you a new computer, number one.
Oh, no. You got to get the IRS to send a 1099 to the address that's on file with them.
Okay, hold on.
And afterwards, I got this crap from the IRS, so then I call. I got through. Went to the library, did all that silliness with the 15-minute junk with the library, and it's a nightmare. You know, old people don't. We're not that computer savvy as all you youngins.
John is a longtime listener of the show. Okay, thank God he's loaded. And he's got the money to make that check. John, how much money did they want from you?
Oh, it was a good one. It was about $12,000 or something like that.
That's a lot of money.
The penalties and stuff and all that. But they didn't send me the letter until 6 months later. So the penalties are growing because they're delinquent and sending me the notice that I'm...
Well, it sounds like you might be able to. You might have a case for what they call a first time abatement. That if they hit you with penalties and you've always paid on time and filed on time, you can just ask them, "Hey, get rid of these penalties," and they'll give. If you're eligible for a first time abatement, they'll just abate those penalties. You won't have to pay for them. You'll have to pay interest.
Thanks for calling, John. Mike and Downers, how can we help you?
Hey, you know, I've got several credit cards. Some are small, some are large. I was thinking about consolidating them down, get rid of the small ones, and just consolidate to two major credit cards and ask the credit card companies to extend my credit line, you know, as far as it goes. Is that going to hurt my credit?
We just talked to Nina and Schomburg about the same thing. You have to increase your credit availability by at least the amount you want to shut down. And if you can gain as much as you're about ready to shut down, you'll be okay. Okay, what I always recommend is try to triple what you're going to shut down, so you gain more availability, which is great. Because if you're going to shut down cards that are 20, 30, 40 years old, you're going to take a little bit of a hit, but not much, right? I had a Diners Club card when I graduated college in 1988, and then I used my points to keep it there because it's just the point of me having a Diners Club card from 1988, and then it got to a point where I ran out of points. I'm like, cancel the damn card, okay? But I had other credit cards.
A lot of these companies are buying each other out now, and they're basically, I'm ending up with three credit cards from the same company.
That's fine. But you want to make sure you have availability. Like I explained to Nina and Schomburg, you're better off having three credit cards for a long period of time with large availability because you want to create a foundation. Three gives you a nice broad foundation. And every month you have and you pay it on time, you're going deep. You want to go wide and you want to go deep to build a credit history. Okay, bud?
Okay, so do I shut it down first and then extend the credit, then shut it down?
No. Do you check your parachute before you jump out of the plane? No. You make sure that's a good analogy, Steve. I'll draw it out.
But you said no.
Yep. No, you don't. You check your parachute before you jump out of the plane. Right?
That's correct.
Right. You make sure it's... Well, Steve jumps out of a plane, doesn't even know he's got a parachute.
I check it on the way down.
Yeah. Well, then it's too late. What the hell's wrong? No, but so extend out the credit cards that you want to keep so you know the availability is there. Then you go back and start eliminating the cards you don't want to keep so that way you don't get burned with availability. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, buddy. 312-981, Lisa in Round Lake, capital gains tax.
Hi. My parents own land in Wisconsin, and we want to build on that land. What is the smartest way to handle that situation to pay the least amount of capital gains tax?
Who's going to build the property, you or your parents?
We are.
When you say we, you mean you, not your parents?
Not my parents.
Okay, so, and they own the property, you do not?
Correct.
Well, I think it's better that they keep the property in their name, because when they pass... and they eventually will, like we all will.
We will.
Then you take the if you take the property, you're going to take it at the value it is at the time that they pass. And if they give it to you now, then you'll have to pay the tax now, right? And you and then you'll anything accumulating, you'll have to pay the tax on it. So better that it stays in their name. And if you could build and have it on their name, that's probably better.
Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Is there a reason that your parents want to give you the house now and not build on it and give it to you later?
They live on the property next to it.
Okay. So they could still own the property that they live on now and build a property on the property, build a house on the property that you want to live on. And they could still own that property and hang on to it until they pass, is what Steven's saying, is a better tax advantage
for taxes. You. There for might be a lot of a thousand other reasons why that's not a good idea, but for taxes, it's a good idea.
Do you want to get a mortgage on that property that your parents own?
Yes.
That might be a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could talk off air because we're coming to the bang up the last 15 minutes of the show. I got to hit a break. And Cindy's got to get ready to sing On Broadway by George Benson.
That's
okay,
right.
Lisa, can you hang on?
Okay.
So Iridian can get your information and send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's
yeah.
raining men.
It's one of the greatest songs ever. Okay, so Cindy.
Yes.
Ribolzi.
I requested a backup singer and backup dancer.
Yeah, this is next star. So we're on a tight budget here, especially Saturdays, 10 to 1. We're lucky we got the power on. Okay, so but your request has been put up through corporate, and they'll get back to you. I'm sure never.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call takes a photo line. We started this tradition about 2 months ago. Everybody new on the radio has to sing a song. You picked On Broadway, George Benson, Strong. Okay, so here we go.
It's strong. It's a good one.
Of course, we picked it. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, you better bring it. Your brother's listening in Paris.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's horrible. Louder.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Louder.
All right.
Louder. We need some soul.
But when you're walking
louder.
Down the street,
you're not supposed to hear George Benson. Let's go.
And you ain't had enough to eat. The glitter rubs right off, and you're nowhere.
There you go, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
There's my backup singer.
Yeah, that
I was there
Greg.
For you.
Leahy,
okay,
get
Greg.
In on it.
No, Leahy's not doing that.
Greg, you see? This is why we do it. You just moved up the list there. You're no longer on the bottom. We have a new leader. That was
good.
That was all right. That was fair.
That's probably what I would have done if I would have been. I just talk it through. Because like if I had to sing.
You'll never find.
I did.
Go ahead.
Well, I have to have a cold first.
As long more like the B-52s. You got to
like if
sing.
I did the. I would do the Harry Carey like at the seventh inning stretch.
That's right.
You know, it's like put the. Then you stop singing. You just start.
That's right.
A one, a two, a three.
Okay. And the only person that cares is you. 312-981-7200. That's, it just goes off. Hey, you know what? I'm going to stop
that,
right
that's
here.
That's one person that there's. If I'm the only one that cares, that means nobody cares because I certainly don't care.
312-981-7200. All right, Greg, take us out, buddy.
All right. Well, again, I'm Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. We want to make your kitchen look beautiful. I want your wife or husband to walk in there and cry looking at how beautiful that kitchen is that was refaced by Redo. Right now, these are the final days to take advantage of our 4th of July sale. There's a free premium countertop and free hardware with the purchase of a kitchen refacing project, plus no interest and no payments until 2027.
Phone number?
630-686-1700.
Cindy, seriously, you're a good sport. That was great. You were awesome. You answered a lot of our listeners' questions.
Thanks.
You got a bunch of texters calling in as well, texting in as well. So thank you for coming down. It's nice to meet you at the Northbrook Chamber.
Thank you very much.
And if, hopefully you could help out a lot of our listeners with
thank you for having me. I would love to come back.
Yeah, estate planning needs. If our listeners want to reach you, a nugget of knowledge on the way out the door. What do you want to leave our listeners with?
Want to leave your listeners with? Caring Transitions of Northern Illinois. We are proud to provide end-to-end estate sale services. What does that mean, end-to-end? We are not going to leave you right after the sale is over with a house full of stuff. We're going to get everything out by donation, charity, give you a tax write-off, and, of course, get any junk that's left over. We're going to get that out the door, too, and vacuum our way out the door. Really, truly, there are many of the homes that we have conducted sales in. They're ready to go on the market when we're done. And we can be reached at 847-278-0434. Our website is ctnorthern.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, nugget of knowledge, my friend.
Well, I wanted to push, I wanted to push our membership, because we have a membership, because not everybody needs an expensive attorney to help them with their tax problems. And if you're a business owner and you have some questions or you have it's constant IRS issues, first, you should always be on my daily email list. So go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for our daily email. It's free. So that means don't cost anything. Get on the list. And if you want, we also have a membership. If you go there, you'll see that we have what they call a MIFKI, which is the most incredible free gift ever. And I want you to sign up for our monthly membership. It's $47 a month. But the first month is $1. So go on. If you like the membership, you can stay on. If you don't like it, you can get off. And you'll see what the benefits that we have. It's all listed on the website, fightbacknow.com. Go to fightbacknow.com. Consider becoming a freedom fighter. That's what we call our members, freedom fighters. So fightbacknow.com or give me a call, 312-664-6649. Again, go get on my daily email list.
It would be encourage instead of push. You're welcome, I understand. Counselor. Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'm a marketing manager.
Stick to our counselor.
That's why I come on the show to get this marketing advice from David.
Yeah.
He is a marketing genius.
God knows you need it. All right.
God knows I do.
John in Oak Lawn, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. Dave, I love you and I love your show. I have a quick question. I know you guys are rushing for time.
Yep.
I take care of my mother. She lives in Worth. And some people have mentioned to me that I could probably get reimbursed for doing that, for taking care of an elderly person who is my mother, which I'll still do regardless.
Right.
But her house is paid for.
Yep.
If I go through the state and if they were to pay me any amount of money per month to take care of her, is my responsibility once she has passed away, are they going to want every penny back?
That's a great question for the state of Illinois. I know you're looking to become your mom's caretaker. I could not tell you which organization to call. Do you know? Anybody know?
I know a little bit about this in the sense that if she goes to a home, a nursing home or something like that.
Which they don't want them to do.
Because they'll take the IRS will go after her assets. I don't know if you're employed that they go after her assets to pay for that employment. So I don't know the answer to that.
I think if you become a caretaker, because there are a lot of kids that take care of their parents, a lot of parents that take care of their kids who can't take care of themselves, right? So
call David Schluter, because might be ways to protect her from that happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, Johnny, we're going to connect you with Schluter. Maybe he knows, but we'll find out for you in the short 30 seconds left. What does your mom owe in the house? Nothing? What's her home worth?
Nothing.
What's her home worth?
I'd say $300,000.
Okay, how old is she?
She is 81. I was told before that she may be responsible if I collect anything after she passes away. They may try to come and collect that.
Okay, Dave Schluter will be the one for that. But definitely reverse mortgage from the same guy earlier in the similar situation. A family member was 82 in a $300,000 home. You could rip out about 130 G's, 120 grand to help fund for things so you're not out of pocket, John. But I got to get out of here, Johnny. We're at the end of the show, but I will call you and have Schluter call you this week. Okay, bud, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. Thank you for sharing your story with us, and we will get you help this week. I'm David Hochberg. If you need to reach me during the week, 855-563-2843. Go to our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay cool out there. Go Cubs, go White Sox. Have a great weekend. Have a great 4th of July.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Cindy Ribolzi from Caring Transitions. And Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit wgnradio.com/homesweethomechicago.